Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's special guest is Jim Bouchard, a noted speaker and author of Think Like a Black Belt. Jim increases productivity and engagement and develops leaders at all levels of your organization, from the front lines to the C-suite, by teaching your people how to think like a black belt. His upcoming book, Sensei Leadership, focuses on the rapidly changing demands on leaders today and how to face those changes with courage, compassion, and wisdom. So welcome, Jim. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Stacey, thanks a lot. Thanks for your hospitality.
Now, let's talk about this whole black belt thing, right? When you think of black belt, think like a black belt. The Karate Kid comes to mind, right? The whole thing.
Right, sure.
So, to think like a black belt, what does that mean?
Well, you know, I always like to flip the question back on whoever's asking it, because, you know, people have a lot of ideas about what this symbol represents, right? And the words that are really most commonly fed back to me are discipline, focus, confidence, centering. Sometimes people say, hey, it means you're a tough guy, right? But, you know, I think the other words are a little bit more useful, you know, for everyone in daily life or in business life. Certainly the idea that we need to be disciplined and focused in order to have some chance at success, I think, is fundamental to everything else that we do. And then the other, you know, the other things that we talk about, I think reinforce that. I think they're, you know, it's powerful in everyday life, but people in business tend to really embrace these ideas and really resonate. And another one I should throw out there today is very important, is perseverance. Times are tough, but you're tougher, and that's what thinking like a black belt's all about.
And what is the biggest problem facing business leaders today, and how does thinking like a black belt address it?
You know, one of the biggest problems that we're seeing is the crisis of engagement or lack of engagement. You know, some I think it was Gallup that did a survey that indicated that 70% of the workforce is disengaged. Almost 30-something percent of them actively disengaged, meaning they're not even there. You know, and leaders are struggling to try to figure out how do we engage people, how do we bring them back, and that's really what the inspiration was behind this whole sensei leadership topic. You know, as a sensei for almost 30 years, you know, I had to learn how to engage people. I had to learn how to bring out the best in them. You know, that's what our mission is we're trying to help people achieve a black belt. And it's the same process if you're trying to get your employees on board and trying to, you know, engage them so that they'll be as productive as they can be and satisfied. You know, that's important as well. Everything that you might think about in the terms compassionate leadership or servant leadership go along with this. And, you know, that's really what we're trying to accomplish. We just, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of a different spin on it. People can react to that, you know, a little bit differently. I'm not a PhD. I'm not a MBA. I've come at it from a much different angle. But it's resonating and people are really responding to it.
Absolutely. You just mentioned resonating. And yeah, you can give somebody a visual and it probably hits home a little bit more. So how do you use that within the sensei leadership? How does that work?
Well, like I said, you know, there's certain characteristics that, you know, we think about when we think about that term sensei, which is usually applied to a teacher, right? Sensei literally means one who went before. And that's kind of an interesting term. I believe all leaders you know, are reflective of that idea, somebody who went before. Now, that might be you might be the person you're working right next to shoulder with, but you may have a little bit more experience, a little bit more specific technical knowledge or something like that. And so when we're talking about leadership at all levels, that's what we're talking about, that you lead by example, as Sun Tzu said a couple of thousand years ago, and we've been saying ever since. It doesn't necessarily mean you're in command and control. It doesn't necessarily mean you have a position of authority. Although that certainly becomes even more important as you acquire those positions, right? Because someone in authority, these days in particular, have to understand that, you know, what they're leading really is people, not process, right? You're not leading machinery, you're leading human beings. So these ideas that are emulated, or the ideas that are embodied in the symbolism of the sensei, compassion, wisdom, right? Courage, these are the things that every leader needs to know, whether you're running a small business or a large one, or if you're a community leader.
Jim, how does this black belt mindset in the sensei leadership that you're talking about and you teach, how does it translate directly to profit in dollars and cents for a business?
Yeah, I absolutely love answering that question because it's difficult to measure in a positive. You know, it's one of these things where we could say, you know, let's say somebody buys my training, you know, package and they're asking, you know, what am I going to get? What's my ROI? Well, I don't know. And I'm very honest with people about that. But what I do know is that if you ignore these things, it's extremely expensive. Like I said, all the qualities we just talked about, particularly those ideas, and compassion, let's touch on that one for just a second. That doesn't mean you're always nice. It doesn't mean that you're soft or weak. It means a true empathy for the people who you're serving as a leader. And so when you think about that, if you're not fully engaged in that type of mindset, you're losing people. Now, let's say you lose one person. The average cost to replace anybody in lower to middle management and up is anywhere from 1.5 to 3 times their annual salary. And we're just talking dollars and cents. If you can learn to be more compassionate, more empathetic, and you understand what that person's goals are, you're going to engage them, you're going to motivate them to a much higher degree, they're going to be more productive, and they're more likely to be loyal and to stay with you. So that's how we tend to measure it. Another way, an interesting quality, the quality of focus that we talk so often about, the average American worker is wasting over 2 hours a day, and I've had some people say, I wish that's all they were wasting at our company, right? But, you know, if we can recover even 10 minutes of that time, by helping people be more focused and more conscious of how they're using and applying their time and their energy, then we can recover just about $2,000 per employee per year, and you can see where those numbers add up. So you have to think about it that way. What we're doing is we're in damage control business sometimes, right? We're trying to mitigate the mistakes and the problems that people can get into if they're not fully on board with this process.
Yeah, Jim, with the advent of social media, I'm sure that that time wasted is a lot more than 2 hours,
yeah.
I would think,
yeah.
When you add it all up. But now, what's the one thing that people can learn, if they learn how to think like a black belt, that they can apply most directly to their careers, but also just in their daily lives?
You know, if you come to any of my talks, you'll probably hear me say this at least 3, 4, 5 times throughout the presentation. And to me, it's the greatest gift that my life as a martial artist gave to me. It's this little piece of philosophy that is so powerful. And it goes like this. Perfection is not a destination. It's a never-ending process. And with everything that we're talking about, you know, I don't care if you're the C-suite guy or you're going for your first job or you're in college or you're, you know, just starting out in life. If you can embrace that idea early and you can hold on to it for the rest of your life, then the idea is that, you know, perfection isn't the perfect job, perfect house, perfect amount of money. It's the process of us developing, learning, and growing as human beings. And that's really what life is all about. I mean, you know, I always love it when people ask, what's the meaning of life? Well, the meaning of life is to learn and grow and develop as a human being. That's it. So those are powerful words. Perfection is not a destination. It's a never-ending process. Enjoy it.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you for imparting your wisdom, especially with that last piece. That last philosophy is excellent. So hopefully our listeners will take that with them and apply it to their lives. And I'd just like to remind our listeners that Jim offers conference and meeting keynotes, comprehensive training packages, support and enhance your existing employee and executive development program. You can improve productivity and engagement and develop leaders at all levels of your organization. So to learn more about Jim and his services, you can visit his website, thatblackbeltguy.com. So thank you, Jim, for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, Stacy, thank you, and thank Annie for all the good work you do.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.